This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. At the recent Grammy Awards ceremonies, there was a lot of buzz about Sam Smith, Beck, and Beyonce for awards they did or didn't win. But along with the big pop stars, a classical musician with a Wisconsin connection took home a prize.
Corey Smythe is a pianist and composer. He's a frequent member of the ensemble for Milwaukee's Present Music. He just joined them for last weekend's series of concerts titled Connecting in the Chamber, bringing chamber music to smaller venues around the city.
He and violinist Hilary Hahn won the Grammy for Best Chamber Music Recording for their two CD set titled In 27 Pieces. Corey, welcome to the show and congratulations on the Grammy.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here. Thanks, Rod.
So you and Hilary Hahn won the Grammy for your release in 27 Pieces. This was the category of best chamber music, and now I may be an outsider to the scene. When I hear the phrase chamber music, my mind thinks of older music, but there's, I guess, a thriving contemporary scene. Can you talk about that a little?
Oh, yeah. Well, to talk about the contemporary scene in classical music of any sort, it's just a daunting task. There's scenes and scenes within scenes. But there's definitely a lot of contemporary chamber music being written right now as we speak. And a lot of it's great. And hopefully there were many great pieces that are part of this project with Hilary.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. This was 27 different pieces. I think they're all by different composers. So when you sit down at the outset, how do you decide on your mix of music in a project like this?
Well, this project was unique in that regard, and really that's a question for her. It was sort of a labor of love on her part. She had the idea to kind of put her own spin on the sort of like encore project that a lot of violin soloists will put out, and her idea was to, instead of doing a bunch of Chrysler pieces and that sort of thing, to survey the contemporary landscape and go find composers that she liked and was interested in working with, and get them to ask them to write her pieces for this. So all of that work was done by the time I entered the fray on this one. She made some really excellent choices and really eclectic choices, I think.
Well, I pulled out excerpts from a couple of the pieces. I want to start with one, and you can maybe correct my pronunciation. The piece is Bifu by Somei Satui. Am I saying that right?
That sounds pretty close. I think the last name is pronounced Sato.
Okay, let's give a listen. Yeah.
Like a little note to sort of introduce it, and I'm not remembering the exact content of that note, but I know it had to do with a kind of gentle breeze and with relating that kind of relating the breeze to your emotional state, and so the piece has a kind of it's sort of a sad sounding work, but also in a way that kind of acknowledges the possibility of just gently passing through that sadness to another state.
Now, is this a common thing, that kind of subjective note? A lot of times I think of music, it'll have, you know, some words in Italian that are kind of standard phrases to say how to play this. Is it common in these contemporary pieces to get a more, I guess, poetic a note like that?
You know, I don't know whether it's common necessarily. A lot of the music that I work with and that maybe I gravitate to on my own is maybe more abstract than that, maybe less interested in a kind of poetic program note and more interested in exploring some new, possibly mathematically derived kind of sonic space. But certainly there are lots of pieces being written that are interested in conveying a fairly specific kind of poetic idea.
Well, I want to give a little listen to another piece from the CD. The piece is Speak Memory, and the composer Lyra Auerbach. Let's give a listen. You've played solo, you've played, I think, with larger ensembles. What is it like to perform and to record as a duet?
Well, that probably varies from duet to duet, mm-hmm. but certainly this project with Hillary was unique for me to, I mean, she's a just an outstanding artist, and so getting to be in the studio with her for a few days and really deepen our involvement in this repertoire was kind of a one-of-a-kind experience for me.
And working together on a song like this, how do you you dive in and you get this in a couple takes, or is there some like a trust building on any given piece you know where each of you is going to take it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Ideally, by the time you reach the studio with this kind of repertoire, and we'd been playing it around several concerts by that point, you want to feel like you've built that kind of trust with mm-hmm. your partner or partners, and you always like you want to get it in as few takes as possible. I guess that's the daunting thing about being in the studio is you know how much it's costing to be there, and you don't want to be the person that's causing you to stay any longer than necessary.
Well, maybe the positive take on it is by trying to get it in a shorter time, it has that, I guess, spontaneous feel versus something that you're doing again and again.
Hopefully,
and again.
Yeah.
A virtue out of necessity, maybe.
Right.
I want to get a small excerpt from one of your solo pieces. This is from a different release. I stumbled across one called Moonglow, and we'll get a little taste of that here. And I gather you work improvisation into your own compositions when you're doing a solo project like this. So how much, if we're listening to something, is it strictly mapped out in advance? How much is improvisation?
That also kind of varies from piece to piece, but the selection you were just playing is, I think, at the time I had a fairly clear idea of the overall structure that I wanted, and some of the events that would take place within it, but the rest was kind of whimsical in the moment. That's from an album of mine that's online. It's called Pluripotent, and each one of the tracks on that record has a sort of different mix, I guess, of written material vis-a-vis improvised material.
Now, you played in Milwaukee just last weekend with Present Music, a series of shows in smaller venues, I understand. Is that a good way to take in this kind of music and to see chamber music in general?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's always lovely to hear music in a big hall, and I like often playing on the instruments that are available. The pianos that are available in larger halls, but you sort of sacrifice some of the kind of intimacy that might be available in a smaller space. And you know, I don't claim to know the entire history of how chamber music back through Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms was performed, but I'm, you know, fairly certain that a lot of it, you know, really did take place in chambers in smaller spaces, and so it's good to be able to bring music like that back into closer confines where people are kind of right there with you to experience the music.
Well, Corey, again, thanks for being with us. Congratulations on the Grammy, and I look forward to having you back in Milwaukee to play with Present Music again.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That was pianist and composer Corey Smythe. He performs with Milwaukee's Present Music. Just won a Grammy Award for Best Chamber Music Recording for the album In 27 Pieces, a collaboration with violinist Hilary Hahn.